cement solid corn and stuff, and that makes his meat more solid.
I see. Now, what when you after you slaughtered the hog, you take the meat off the head, and what did your mother make something with that meat from the hog's head?
Hog jewel.
Yeah.
Take that hog jewel and hang it up and smoke it. And now the hog head.
Yeah.
After you cut the jaws off of and everything, we'd have hog head.
Now how did you eat that?
Well, we'd split his head, the rest of it, open his face, get the hairs off of and everything.
Yeah.
And put it in the pot.
And
boil it.
She never made anything like souse or?
Souse meat. Made in souse meat, what you call hog head cheese.
Now, was souse meat and hog head cheese the same thing?
No. Souse meat, now you can learn by Lay's and buy souse meat, or the NP. It tastes different. It seems like they use the souse meat is made out of the ears and tail.
Yeah.
And there's another thing they make is what they call liver pudding, but that's made out of beef, ain't it?
I think so.
Liver pudding, but now he's made out of, you make souse meat out of ears and his tail.
Mm-hmm.
And snoot.
Mm-hmm.
Is grinded up, and they come in folding whole head cheese.
Mm-hmm.
But souse meat has got ears in it.
I see.
Ears and tails and all that.
Did your mother ever make anything with cornmeal and the juice from hog head cheese or from souse? And kind of make that cornmeal juice and then maybe fry it or something? Did you ever have scrapple or cripple?
No, we've never made any. I've eaten out of these stores, but I didn't even know what it's made out of.
Uh-huh.
I've heard people call them out of under Washington. And people say, well, better get some scrapple.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what they're talking about.
Uh-huh.
People I was rooming with.
Yeah. Now you mentioned liver pudding. Did you ever have any blood pudding or blood sausage?
No.
Did you ever hear of that?
No.
Or did you ever hear of anything like ground beef rolled in tripe?
Yeah, I've heard of that.
Did it have a name that you recall?
No, I don't.
Or how about cornmeal and chopped liver cooked together and maybe sliced and fried?
I've never had none that.
All right. Now, when butter... Yeah, sure. When butter is left out too long, it might get...
So?
Yeah, but if it melts? If it isn't refrigerated, though, it'll get...
Salt.
Yeah, and then, but then it might... turn, you know, and might say the butter is
spoiled.
All right. Now, when this happens to milk, when it just starts to turn,
clabber.
Yeah, but even before that, do you have a name for? Did you ever hear the term Blinky or Blue John?
Yeah, I've heard of Blue John. Yeah, absolutely. That's what they call this skim milk. I can't stand that stuff.
Uh-huh.
I'm gonna quit buying.
The skim milk that has all the cream out of it?
All the cream, nothing, nothing but water and another thing. Put gas on my stomach.
Uh-huh.
I go in there and eat corn flakes some nights, the other nights. I think it's Friday night, Saturday night, I eat some corn flakes. I don't like eating heavy stuff. And that doggone stuff, put gas on my stomach. Sweet up all the gin doing together.
Uh-huh.
Some people say they can give them a good bowel movement, but it'll constipate me.
Yeah. Well, now the... you mentioned you're talking about clabber. What kind of cheese did they? You know, cheese that they make out of that?
Yeah, that's what is the name? I don't know why it's got some in there now.